The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Jarrett Stidham will start for the Las Vegas Raiders in Week 17. We'll talk about it right now on this bonus podcast here of Fantasy Football Today. Jarrett Stidham has never thrown more than 13 passes in a game. He has two touchdowns in his career and four interceptions. Sold him short a little bit there. And they apparently are done with Derek Carr for this year, Heath, and you have to wonder if Derek Carr will be a Raider next year. So welcome, everybody, to Fantasy Football Today. Let's talk about Week 17, first of all. Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller going up against the 49ers. Now are we getting away from them?
Adams will be a low-end number two wide receiver, assuming that he plays. We'll see. They said they're pulling back on some of the veterans, so we're going to have to watch the news very closely for the Raiders. And my updated projections, assuming that Adams plays his normal allotment of snaps, he came out at wide receiver 23. So not a must-start by any stretch of the imagination, but not someone you necessarily have to get away from either. Darren Waller falls outside of my top 12 tight ends, would definitely start Taysom Hill over him in all formats, would start Tyler Higbee over him, would start Dawson Knox over him. Josh Jacobs, not going to be RB3 for me anymore, but still going to be a top 12 running back and still someone I'm starting.
All right. So, you know, as of right now, we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. Are you thinking Zeke, Pollard, if they both play over Jacobs?
If they both play, probably not. No. If Pollard's out, then Zeke over Jacobs, yes.
Okay. How about from a dynasty perspective here? What does this all mean to you?
Well, I mean, Derek Carr wasn't a starting quarterback anyway. He has been a number two quarterback, and he will remain a number two quarterback. I would imagine he's going to get another chance to play somewhere else, and he may have another moment or two like we've seen a couple weeks of a streamer of Carson Wentz, a couple weeks of a streamer of Andy Dalton. But he's always been that high-end number two quarterback, and that's probably now more of his ceiling. He's probably going to be somewhere around QB 24 in my updated dynasty rankings because there's not necessarily a top 12 ceiling, and there's a real risk that he goes to a situation where he's just a placeholder for a rookie and doesn't even start another full season.
I also would like to see him go to a place that has a good offensive line. I would worry about him going to the Colts, for example. I don't know what their offensive line is going to look like next year, but it has been really bad this year, and I'm just not sure that he can thrive or even be, you know, like a low end or like a high end number two fantasy quarterback. You know, I'm actually really more talking about for his weapons. But for him to be successful, I think he probably needs a decent line, which he really hasn't had with the Raiders. So,
well, and that's kind of the problem is we've seen him in so many different situations. They had a couple of years where they had a very highly rated offensive line. They had a couple of years where they had Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. They had a couple of years, they had this year with Davante Adams. And he's just kind of been the same guy for most of those seasons. He's had small peaks and small valleys, but he's just a guy.
Does this mean anything for Davante Adams in terms of his dynasty value?
The only thing you wonder, I mean, Adams is always in a precarious situation anyway because of his age, but also his elite upside. This could really hurt him if they don't make an upgrade of Derek Carr. And you wonder, like, he chose Las Vegas at least partially because this was his friend that he was going to play with. So you hope that it's not a situation where there's some animosity now with him with the Raiders. I think he stays a high-end number two wide receiver for dynasty purposes. He will be 31 years old next year, so there's plenty of risk.
Do you think there's any chance Carr comes back, or is it fait accompli?
No, I think there's a chance that he comes back. I think there's no chance that he comes back under his current contract, which I believe would pay him $34 million next year and $7 million guaranteed in 2024 if he's on the team 3 days into the league year. So he will have to renegotiate if he's going to be on the Raiders.
Might as well bring this up now. Colt McCoy cleared the concussion protocol. Looks like he's going to start. So for DeAndre Hopkins, that means what? For Greg Dortch, what does it mean for the, I guess, the entire offense here? Colt McCoy going to start at Atlanta.
An upgrade for the entire offense. I feel better about everyone. And Cliff Kingsbury's statement about wanting to get Greg Dortch back involved in the offense makes me feel confident that Dortch will stay in the slot. So Dortch is a borderline number two, still behind Devontae Adams. Hopkins, though, moves back into that top 12 range. He had fallen to like 16th in my rankings. It's slightly better for James Conner. I still don't have any hope for Marquise Brown.
Okay, that's it. Thanks for a quick podcast there, Heath. We appreciate it. You know, we have this thing where our YouTube chat says, one of us looks like the type of guy who does something. So Truly Epic says, Heath looks like the type of guy who enjoys eating cereal for dinner. True or false?
False.
Yeah, I don't get that from you.
Not true. That would be Scott White, I believe.
Okay. Well, you don't look anything like him. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow with more Starter Sit for the NFC AFC home games. See ya.